Mr. Chairman, I'd like to introduce Stephen Mayne.
Welcome back. I've missed you for the last 4 years. I've felt rather insulted you've not been here.
Well, Chairman, it's been I've missed it as well, and hopefully we can have a wonderful meeting today.
I'm sure we will.
My first issue is you've just made a bit of history this morning. Clearly you've been rolled on the question of Matthew's performance options. A blue chip board getting rolled like this is a very rare event in Australian corporate history. It's only happened 4 or 5 times in my memory where a chairman's had to front up to an AGM and say, in very diplomatic terms, that we've consulted with our shareholders and decided to withdraw. Now, that's code for our shareholders have voted this down. My first question is, could you just apprise us of the proxies? What was the scale of the defeat? And what were the issues that were raised? What was the elements of the performance options that shareholders objected to? And clearly, when this happens, rarely as it does, it's usually the proxy advisory firms that have triggered it, where they tell their institutional shareholder clients to vote against it. So are you aware whether both ISS and Corporate Governance International, the two big proxy firms, whether they both objected to the options? And what elements of the package were they most upset about?
Thanks, Mr. Bain. Dealing first with Matthew's options and the withdrawal of it, the two investment advisory services to which you referred both recommended to their customers to vote against the resolution. After further discussion with them, each changed their position and recommended to their customers that they should support the resolutions. Unfortunately, that change did not occur until last Wednesday or Thursday. And as I'm sure you're aware, that created a very short period in which their subscribers and customers could reverse their position. In particular, those in the United States, where, as you know, Thursday was Thanksgiving Day, and not many people turn up for work on Friday, and it was not possible for those US institutions to change their vote. And that was the basis on which it was voted down. The proxies in broad terms were about 40% in favour and 60% against.